Penguin Random House Audio presents The Call to Unite, Voices of Hope and Awakening, edited by Tim Shriver and Tom Rauschert. Read for you by Tom Rauschert, Tim Shriver, and Maria Shriver, with a full cast. With a note written and read by Maria Shriver. Note to listeners. This audiobook includes a downloadable PDF which contains photographs and acknowledgments from the printed book.
Dear You, years ago, these words attributed to Rumi found a place in my heart. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Ever since I read that, I've cultivated an image of what I call the open field, a place out beyond fear and shame, beyond judgment, loneliness, and expectation, a place that hosts the reunion of all creation. It's the hope of my soul to find my way there. And whenever I hear an insight or a practice that helps me on the path, I love nothing more than to share it with others. That's why I've created the open field. My hope is to publish books that honor the most unifying truth in human life. We are all seeking the same things. We are all seeking dignity. We are all seeking joy. We are all seeking love and acceptance, seeking to be seen, to be safe. And there's no competition for these things that we seek because they are not material goods. They are spiritual gifts. We can all give each other these gifts if we share what we know, what has lifted us up and moved us forward. That is our duty to one another, to help each other toward acceptance, towards peace, towards happiness. And my promise to you is that the books published under this imprint will be maps to the open field, written by guides who know the path and want to share it. Each title will offer insights, inspiration, and guidance for moving beyond the fears, judgments, and the masks we all wear. And when we take off those masks, guess what? We will see that we are the opposite of what we thought. We are each other. We are all on our way to the open field. We are all helping one another along the path. I'll meet you there. With love, Maria Shriver.
To the prophets and dreamers dismissed as traitors for seeing unity in humanity. I am convinced that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. And they don't know each other because they don't communicate with each other. And they don't communicate with each other because they are separated from each other. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., in a speech delivered at Cornell College on October 15th, 1962. Let's invite the world to unite. Misha Lorado Robinson, co-founder, Unite.
Forward by Tim Shriver. Over the course of my life, I've seen again and again how people flourish when they unite and how they suffer when they're separate. I saw it when I taught high school, where membership in a club helped my students resist the allure of gangs. I've seen it in the movement for social and emotional learning, where kids who learn empathy give up bullying for belonging. I've seen it as chair of Special Olympics, where athletes who've been isolated their whole lives shine with joy when they come together. But the most striking lesson I've learned about belonging, I learned from watching Special Olympics volunteers, including myself. Year after year, we come to help and we get humbled. Because we think we're coming to serve the broken people, and yet we are the ones who are made whole. My teacher, Richard Rohr, clarified this mystery for me. The people on the margins of any group hold the secret to the wholeness of that very group, he said, Because as soon as we stop pushing people out and start letting them in, we become whole. Every one of us is eager to be part of some circle that excludes us. We want to be in the in-group and flee the out-group. We want to be with these people and separate from those people. So we seek belonging for ourselves by denying it to others, and that's exactly backward. We get belonging by giving it. The most joyful people I've ever met, the people I revere and want to be like, seem to carry their belonging inside them. They're never trying to push their way in. They're never trying to force anyone out. They don't see themselves as separate. They're not trying to be superior. They open up and they take everyone in. That's what it means to unite and to be a uniter. Uniters do not expect uniformity of opinion, but do seek unity in treating others with dignity, which gives justice a chance to flourish. We need uniters now because we're caught in a crisis of division. Division is not the same as disagreement, and it's not simply the belief that I can do better if you do worse. It's the belief that you have to do worse for me to do better. This belief can poison any demographic difference we have, whether it's rich or poor or black or white or Muslim or Christian or conservative or liberal or urban or rural. Unfortunately, we all have an urge to divide. It's an instinct born of fear. We have to work hard to overcome it, but some leaders in media and politics don't want us to overcome it. They want to exploit it. They get more viewers and voters and dollars and followers if we're divided. So they turn us against each other, and they fill our brains with the message, those people are the other. They're not like us. They're beneath us. They hate us. They want to hurt us. The dividers are telling us to stay divided, that life is better and safer if we're separate. They've been selling us this story since the dawn of time, and they've had all history to prove it, but they can't, because their story is a lie. We are one, and when we act as one, we can work miracles. It's not that our differences aren't real or don't matter. Many of our differences make us special, unique, a gift to the whole. Our stories, our cultures, our histories, they all deserve their place. But underneath our differences, we have common needs and dreams that bind us, that we can fulfill only through each other. This is not just an act of faith, it's a fact of science. Unity is reality, like gravity. We either honor the truth and prosper or defy the truth and suffer. In 2019, a group of us gathered to form Unite, to promote a culture where we cross lines that divide us and work on ideas that unite us. As we began to face the crisis of division, the world was hit with a crisis of disease. And as the virus began to spread, much of the world said, oh, that's over there. That doesn't affect me. Now, there isn't a person in the world who hasn't been affected by this horrible pandemic, by the sickness from it, by the suffering from it, by the fear from it. The pandemic is brutally suited to making us see we're connected. If more people around us are healthy, we're more likely to stay healthy. If more people around us are sick, we're more likely to get sick. What I do affects you, and what you do affects me. We depend on each other. Many of us are saying that the virus brought us together, and in some cases it's true. But in other cases, the virus split us apart. And that's been instructive because in places where we were united, we did better. And in areas where we were divided, we did worse. The virus makes the case in a way almost nothing else ever has. The only way to win is to unite. In March 2020, just before the lockdowns were announced in the United States, Unite co-founder Misha Lerato Robinson returned to Washington, D.C. from a road trip through the South where she'd gone to meet people and talk deeply with them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?